Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, October 24th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Another beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's cold out there this morning.
Yeah.
A little bit of a brisk wind. Some of the leaves may not make it to the end of the day, still on the trees.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, good deal. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Starting with, a little bit of news. We brought to you yesterday about the purchase of Gouldings by the Navajo Nation. We've got a little additional information on that. The nearly 100-year-old iconic Goulding property in Monument Valley is moving closer to changing ownership to the Navajo Nation. Members of the Navajo Nation Council approved legislation on October 17 to approve the purchase of Goulding's Monument Valley Lodge for $59.5 million. That legislation was sponsored by Council Delegate Herman Daniels Jr. Delegate Daniels represents Sabikan, Navajo Mountain, Shanto, and Oljeto chapters on the Navajo Nation Council. He said about the purchase, said, quote, "The purchase of Gouldings is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the Navajo Nation and has the backing of the Oljeto chapter, who passed a resolution supporting the purchase." Delegate Daniels also lives in the Oljeto chapter area. While the agreed purchase price for the property is $59.5 million, the nation shares that that is $13.9 million below the appraised value for the property. Property will be purchased using money from the Navajo Land Acquisition Trust Fund. Presentation given to the Navajo Nation Council in July estimated the Navajo Nation would generate an estimated annual revenue of $7.4 million for an annual return of investment of 12.45% for the Navajo Nation. The presentation in July was given by Stan Sapp of Monument Hospitality based in Glendale. Sapp presented a report by HVS. The report gave information including the Navajo Nation's return on investment, including $3.5 million annually in profit sharing income. So that's, expected profit, annual profit from the property that will be shared. $1.46 million in expansion sinking funds. That's required fund with the purpose is for the expansion of the asset, including used to build new facilities. So annually $1.46 million set aside to build new structures. And the tax benefit is estimated by the report to be $2.4 million annually. Sapp said, quote, "These benefits would be available if the tax authority is changed from the state of Utah to the Navajo Nation or if the land is put in trust," end quote. Included with the purchase of the property are assets that include 670 acres of land, a Monument Valley tour business, an RV campground with rental cabins, the gas station and convenience store, grocery store, airstrip, and all existing utilities. Again, it's like a small town out there. Among concerns that kept legislation from reaching the two-thirds majority threshold in July were environmental concerns, including the status of underground structure, including fuel tanks on the property. Navajo Nation Division of Natural Resource Executive Director Mike Halona stated that the concerns have been addressed and the sellers have completed cleanup and remove underground tanks. He said those issues were cleared and comply with U.S. Environmental Protection Agency standards. Delegate Daniels noted that Gouldings will be celebrating its 100th year next year, yet of the purchase positions the Navajo Nation to manage and develop a property that exists along a popular tourism corridor and expands its potential revenue generation in developing the local and tribal economy. Delegate Daniels said, quote, "If you look at the real estate, it's amazing. This area draws many tourists from around the world and will generate revenue for the nation." He said, "I'd like to thank my colleagues for voting in favor of this opportunity to expand economic development for the Navajo Nation and our people." And Delegate Daniels, upon that bill passing, got a lot of handshakes from members of the Navajo Nation Council coming to congratulate him Speaking in session, Mike Colonna added that the purchase will open up a large opportunity for tourism on the nation, especially the airfield's connection to Las Vegas. He said, quote, if the nation owned it, then it would open up a bigger venue to bring people in, and we have the airport there to connect them to all the other parks that we have, all the different tourist attraction that the nation holds that visitors are not aware of, and it's not marketed to those visitors that come to Goulding's. Says if a nation owned it, the whole Navajo Nation would become an attraction to them. We could now take them from Goulding's to Canyon de Chelly, also to Window Rock, and those types of tours that they could capitalize on. The legislation was approved with 2/3 vote, with 14 in favor and 4 opposed. Legislation has not arrived to Navajo Nation President Boo Nygren's office for signing as of yesterday. Once it does, the legislation will be reviewed by President Nygren's office. While that legislation has not yet arrived yet, President Nygren did offer support for the version of the legislation that failed in July. Following that will be the due diligence time period, including inspections. The escrow will be required to close within the 90 days following the opening of the escrow. So, again, an opportunity for inspections and a possibility that the Navajo Nation could back out. But as of right now, they are in for a $59.5 million purchase pending President Nygren's approval.
Yeah, and there's still quite a few steps to go, but that is a big hurdle to clear on this process that may end up in the eventual purchase of the Goulding's Resort by the Navajo Nation. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Significant private employer right now.
Yep.
Be a significant public employer, I guess, at the time.
Yeah, they talked about, they've said in the report, 280 jobs, you know, and most of them are they do employ Dene people. But when the nation takes it over, they can have, they have employment preferences for members of the Navajo Nation tribe. So more of those jobs could become Navajo jobs eventually. Part of the contract, though, is people get to keep their jobs as part of the transfer. That's an aspect of the contract. So, you know, if you work at Goulding's before the purchase, you'll be working at Goulding's after the purchase as well. But, yeah.
Wow. Transient room tax, of course, that's a significant contributor to the transient room tax collected by San Juan County, and that could go away. And the property tax, too. So,
as well as the sales tax at the grocery store and gas station. Yeah, so those are, you know, again, that was, you know, as they highlighted, $7.4 million annual return of investment is the phrasing they used. Of that, you know, only $3.5 million is what the actual estimated
operations
profit would be.
Yeah.
But then, you know, $1.4 again for that, they'll have to set aside a $1.4 million annually to build new buildings. So that's another asset or return on investment for them. Again, and then the big other aspect of this is $2.4 million in tax benefits as if the nation is to change the tax status of Goulding's, which I anticipate would be
one of the most beautiful, recognizable places on the face of the earth.
Yep, and right on its 100th year anniversary. So yeah, very interesting timing, and Stagecoach and all those John Wayne films. Film there, and iconic place in the West.
Yeah.
Well, good.
And it's such a big operation, too. You know, it's not just a motel and a restaurant and tours and airport and grocery store and convenience store, significant housing, and then host for a lot of organizations that, you know, the Seventh-day Adventist Hospital used to be there. Of course, UNHS now has their own facility, but that has been the community for the Monument Valley area for 100 years, and
yeah,
it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, yep, is indeed. Once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got some other news in the Red Rock listening area, including word out of the city of Moab that this week the Moab Area Transit, or last week rather, switched its non-peak season schedule. On-demand services run 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. No fixed route services until March 2024. So, again, that's that Moab Area Transit. Sophia Fisher with the Times, oh, excuse me, it wasn't Sophia, it was Doug McMurdo with the Times Independent, wrote a report on the city going to MAT, this Moab Area Transit, and how it's been 5 months of service as of September. McMurdo shared that Matt has given more than 30,000 people a ride. Additional information that was funded using hotspot funding to try and deal with traffic and help with transit needs in the area. That demand service has been highly successful. Fixed route has not been as has not had as much demand, but it's very interesting. I encourage folks to check out that story in the latest edition of the Times Independent. Once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Did you know 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime? Did you know getting a mammogram decreases the risk of dying from breast cancer by 33%? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding is committed to making this one the most successful ever. Right now through the month of October, get a 3D mammogram for just $99. You'll receive a free gift and an entry in a grand prize drawing. Blue Mountain Hospital is passionate about keeping the women of our community safe and healthy. Call 435-678-3993 to make your appointment today.
October is Fire Safety Month. Find useful savings to get your home prepared right now at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez. Buy two, get one free on select fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide alarms. Get 25% off any item up to $50 with the coupon in this month's flyer. And of course, save big on Halloween decorations and accessories. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Joining us, as she does often, for a presentation of An Artful Life is Ellen Horiuchi Williams.
Mrs. Nakasone from Japan approached me with the most quizzical look on her face. "What is this holiday called? Halloween? In Japan, we don't celebrate such an event." I chuckled. "Of course they don't practice this holiday in Japan. It's some American holiday." I can't recall my exact answer, but I merely explained how it began as a costume dress-up day, and the children would go around saying, "trick-or-treat," for a piece of candy. In the olden days, I recall hauling in 3 full grocery bags of candy from the neighbors. My girlfriend, on the other hand, made her children give away the candy they got to the candy school jar. The children weren't thrilled with being generous. In Texas, we lived near a school, and we literally set up a table on the front porch and handed out candy as the children lined up on the sidewalk. We had several hundred trick-or-treaters. We moved the next year and had only two sets of children knock on our door. Go figure. When we had a rush of children, we often ran out of candy, so we began giving out coins. One year, my husband, a dentist, gave out toothbrushes. The tricksters weren't particularly enchanted with that. So how did this holiday begin? The earliest records go back to ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, a pagan religious celebration to welcome the harvest at the end of summer, and when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. Then Pope Gregory II claimed November 1st as a time to honor All Saints. All Saints' Days incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain. The evening before was known as All Hallows' Eve, and later shortened to Halloween. Early colonists did not celebrate this holiday because of the rigid Protestant beliefs. Slowly, ghost stories and mischief-making of all kinds began. I recall being told when outhouses were popular, teenage boys would tilt the wooden structure on its door so the occupant couldn't get out. During All Saints' Day, the poor would beg for food, and families would give them pastries called soul cakes in return for their promise to pray for the family's dead relatives. When the potato famine sent millions of Irish fleeing to America, they helped popularize the celebration of Halloween. At the turn of the century, Halloween parties for both children and adults became the most common way to celebrate the day. I recall that some of the early folks hollowed out a turnip and put a candle in it to light their way. Halloween is the second most commercial holiday after Christmas, bringing in over $6 billion annually. And this now includes people's pets. More people are buying costumes for their pets to the tune of $500 million. Happy Halloween, happy trick-or-treating. This has been An Artful Life.
Once again, our thanks to Alan Williams for giving us that Artful Life. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle as part of the morning show, bringing you words from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? David with Bill, and Bill's got the memorial services and funeral notices throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there'll be graveside services for longtime Mancos resident Pete Dorfer at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Cedar Grove Cemetery. Leroy Cosper, a longtime resident of Montezuma County, passed away on September 28th at the age of 94. There'll be a celebration of life on his birthday, November 8th, at his ranch in Weatherford, Texas. Donna Alice Wright of Cortez passed away on September 11th. There'll be a celebration of life service for Donna at Goodman Point Cemetery on November 11th. And a celebration of life for Douglas Ramsey will be held November 12th at 2 p.m. at his home in Cortez. He passed away October 12th. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. And again, our condolences to those families at this time. Once again, you're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another quick break and be right back.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
At Performance Ford of Moab, we love October. It's the time of year for cooling temperatures, hot chocolate, fall colors, and full-size deals on new and pre-owned vehicles. We especially love watching our community get together for Halloween. So come find us at this year's Trunk or Treat, October 31st at the Old Spanish Trail Arena. The first 2,000 kids who come see us get a full-sized treat. Come early and come quick. Performance Ford of Moab, full-sized. It's that easy.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
What's going on? Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's 9:32 a.m. on this Tuesday morning, this Tuesday, October 24.
But that's great music. 47 years ago today, the number one song was If You Leave Me Now by Chicago. It's an awesome song. Also on this day in 1945, the United Nations was created. And on this day in 1929, the stock market crashed, triggering the Great Depression, Black Thursday. It's kind of a dark day, but made better in 1976 by Chicago. Today is National Bologna Day. Bread slicers were commercialized in 1928, so right before the Great Depression. And all of a sudden, they had this sliced bread, and someone made the connection. Well, let's slice bologna at the same time. Forever changed how Americans eat sandwiches and specifically bologna sandwiches. It became a mainstay for lunch for people. It's affordable, it's accessible, preserved well. But I'm interested they combined it with mayonnaise, which doesn't preserve well. But anyway, a bologna sandwich, a little bit of mustard. Oof, brings me back to the day. Oscar Mayer released a commercial in 1974. It's one of the most successful commercials of all time. A little boy singing, "My baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-E-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say, because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A." Have you heard that commercial?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Oh, man. It's quite, and it was quite an innovation. It's about that same time. As a kid, a bologna sandwich, there was always the red wrapper around the bologna that you had to pull off. And when they took the red wrapper off the outside, that was quite an innovation. So anyway, bologna day today. Celebrate. It's a great day. Birthdays today. The Big Bopper was born today in 1930. He died in 1959 in the same plane crash that also killed Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens. That was the day the music died. Big Bopper. Bill Wyman, bassist for the Rolling Stones, is 87 years old today. Can you believe that? 87 years old, a member of the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
He left the group in 1993, but plays in one song on their new album that was just released recently. October 24th is the birthday today for a lot of local people. Sally Jack, Miranda Robinson, Elena Harrison, Jana Sandifer, Rayburn Jack, and Clayton Westcott. Happy birthday to y'all. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Word from our sponsor, Did You Know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7, and we've got more local news and happenings coming your way. Of course, as part of the show, we've got the on-air job fair, and we'll be back with the sports reports. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Earn $60,000 per year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $23.51 an hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO and join a mission that matters. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomon role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact@baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Win tickets to see Las Vegas versus Kansas City at the Ute Mountain Casino Hotel. Earn entries starting October 15th and ending November 5th. Place a sports wager of $10 or more for an entry. Or, if you're a slots or table games player, you can earn entries simply by playing your favorite game. Drawing will take place on November 5th for NFL merchandise and the set of four tickets to see Las Vegas and Kansas City. Play on November 26th at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
It's the annual Quadrifier Stove Sale, October 21st through 28th at San Juan Building Supply. Nothing burns like a quad. Save big on pellet, gas, and wood stoves during this big sale at San Juan Building Supply. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding. Call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building material supplier for 35 years.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. The Grand County, Monticello, Monument Valley, San Juan, and Whitehorse Cross Country teams are all at the Utah State Cross Country Championship today at the Salt Lake City Regional Athletic Complex at Rose Park. Good luck to all you guys. Couple of volleyball games going on tonight. Nucla is hosting Norwood in a showdown between local teams, and Dolores is at home to take on Ignacio. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, October 24th, 2023, 9:44 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the sports report now, shall we? Man, backs against the wall. Diamondbacks needed to win yesterday in Philadelphia. They got the 5-1 win. And now it's winner take all at Game 7. 6 o'clock tonight is that opening pitch in Philadelphia. A spot in the World Series on the line for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Taking a look at other regional teams, believe it or not, NBA tips off tonight, and the champions of the league, the Denver Nuggets, are going to receive their rings tonight as part of a ceremony. They'll be hosting the Lakers at 5:30 tonight is tip-off. And then one of our other regional teams is in action at 8, the Phoenix Suns in Golden State taking on the Warriors. So, yeah, a couple of regional teams getting the NBA season underway. Well, once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. And that is going to do it for this edition of the Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. And we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.